from NPR News. This is Weekend Edition. I'm Brian Naylor, sitting in for Leanne Hansen, and these were some of the voices in the news this past week.
There aren't enough helicopters in the world to move enough materials for 4.5 million people. So we need to help them find ways to make sure the roads get open and move tents, blankets, winter clothing. It's just total devastation in some of these areas up there, and they're literally starting from scratch.
We have got absolutely literally hundreds and hundreds of patients who are really seriously injured. We have carried out something like 700, 800 major operations since this disaster started.
If it acquires the capacity to co-opt humans as a carrier, it will set off a pandemic struggle that will, or could, end the lives of millions.
We should understand that we're talking largely now about an animal disease, and very, very rarely does this virus jump into humans from animals.
Carl continues to do his duties as Deputy Chief of Staff and Senior Advisor to the President. The President has made it very clear we're not going to comment on an ongoing investigation.
I'm not going to talk about the case. I've been asked this a lot. My answer is consistent. And the Special Prosecutor is conducting a very serious investigation. He's doing it in a very dignified way, by the way. And we'll see what he says.
Mr. Bush is long overdue in providing a plan to achieve Iraqi military sufficiency, to build domestic political consensus inside Iraq around a new government.
By casting their ballots, the Iraqi people deal a severe blow to the terrorists and send a clear message to the world. Iraqis will decide the future of their country through peaceful elections, not violent insurgency.
I feel very proud of myself today. And because I came here to cast my vote in the referendum, and because I'm wearing the Iraqi flag, which represents my identity as Iraqi.